If there is one symbol of Hull's rough and tumble past and its gentrified present, it's the wooden horses that go round and round to the sound of carnival music near the Nantasket Beach Boardwalk.
The carousel has been here for 86 years, from 1905 to 1985.
Patricia Abbott heads Hull's Chamber of Commerce and runs this famous landmark merry-go-round.
So it really has touched generation upon generation of folks growing up around here.
But this carousel is all that's left of Paragon Park, an amusement center that attracted thousands of visitors to this isolated town between the bay and the beach, nearly an hour's drive from Boston. Paragon was torn down in 1984 to build condominiums, which really started altering the face of this formerly honky-tonk ocean community.
The middle class has changed.
And condo development was an acknowledgement that Hull could not live on nostalgia alone. And it evolved from a working-class haven to a conflicted middle-class community of more than 10,000 people. Patricia Abbott, standing by the town merry-go-round, wishes for simpler times.
And this harkens back to a time when this was, and today it is, every man's carousel.
But the everyman romanticism is not just about the carousel and wishing for a simpler life. It also plays out in our view of the middle class, how we once imagined our place in society, and the unlimited reach of our aspirations. We still all want to do better, but today it's harder because of the widening gulf of income inequality. And what you do, how much you make, and where you live all play into the reality and the perception of your standing in today's middle class.
I grew up in North Providence, Rhode Island, and my parents had a beach house in Barrington, Rhode Island on Narragansett Bay.
Mark Abatuno is a realtor in Hull.
And here I am, 50 years later, building and buying a house here on Hull Bay, facing the west, seeing sunsets over salt water every day of the year. My wife and I stand in front of our slider glass doors, pinching each other and saying, and we live here. We live here.
So do teachers, lawyers, doctors, and administrators. What they've found in Hull is a town invested more in community than a prestigious zip code. Here in the business district on Nantasket Avenue, there's no Starbucks or Whole Foods, but there's Riddle's Supermarket, where they still bake their own bread, and Rocky's Drugstore, which delivers prescriptions to customers. Rocky Tenaglia moved to the seaport town in 1986.
Sign right here. My wife grew up in Hull. Her whole family did, so they know a lot of the people in Hull.
The formal name of his store is Nantasket Pharmacy.
And it's $1.
This is where I meet Rocky himself.
My wife's family owned the drugstore before I bought it. So when I bought the drugstore, I also got a wife. That was my sister-in-law's pharmacy. I didn't realize when I got a pharmacy I was going to buy a wife. I was going to get a wife.
While many American communities struggle with growth and change, Hull is still trying to hold on to what makes it distinctly middle class. Familiarity, community, neighbors you know.
Well, here's one of my customers. Her husband was in here before, couldn't afford his medication. I was going to give it to him, and he said no, he's going to try to straighten it out with his insurance. Did it get straightened out?
It's not just a question of customer service, it's friendship, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I don't look at classes. That doesn't mean anything to me, and it doesn't matter if you're on MassHealth, what insurance, or whether you're a lawyer, whatever you are. I don't really care, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to make sure you're taken care of.
Rocky's customers include both recently arrived upper-income professionals and long-entrenched blue-collar workers, electricians, plumbers, sheetrock cutters, carpenters. Hull's medium household income is $74,000, but many jobs here are heavily dependent on the ups and downs of the local tourist economy. So can they afford to stay in the middle class? Will they be priced out by newcomers to Hull?
There are people who downsized from Boston, Newton, Wayland, Hingham. They came looking for God's last cheap waterfront.
Cheap because Hull's middle class, far more than its economically prosperous neighbors, was devastated by the recession of 2008, says Susan Ovens, publisher of the Hull Times.
It seems like Hull had more than its fair share.
Susan Ovens also functions as the unofficial chronicler of this town's middle-class angst.
And for a long time, it was really frightening to see how many people's houses were coming across our desk. We, published the legal notices before a foreclosure. And so I was seeing friends and people I knew for a long time, people who had been here for a long time. And then if they lost their job, they lost their house. So there was a big turnover in terms of who lives here.
But the downturn for some of Hull's middle class was an opportunity for others. Patricia Abbott, who runs the Carousel, bought her home in 2008.
And it was a good year for me to buy the home. And I have seen my house appreciate quite a bit in those past few years. And I've seen the town become gentrified in those years as well. So I do see new families coming in.
The home ownership rate in Hull is nearly 75%, and 42% of residents are either single or without children. Increasingly, they are older, professional women. But middle-class home ownership in Hull can be a mixed blessing, with homeowners struggling to maintain houses buffeted by sand and salt water, and increased taxes paid for by incomes that barely budge. And there's another problem, says realtor Mark Appletuno, a fast-rising ocean that has taken some here out of the middle of the middle class.
That is, in fact, happening to people who are finding their flood insurance expense going up exponentially. And I would say probably 75% of all the properties here in Hull are in a flood zone.
Middle-class families.
Susan Ovens.
Especially lower middle-class families who are living paycheck to paycheck. And for people who are older, who are on a fixed income, if they have to have flood insurance, they're going to think about selling that house.
So buyers that can afford both the house and the flood insurance are pouring into Hull, which some fear risks changing the balance of blue-collar workers and professionals and that small-town feeling. And quite a few are cash buyers from Hingham, the town next door. They're remaking an old honky-tonk town where many never imagined ever living. Susan Oven says that petty resentment among middle-class and wealthy towns is not as simple an issue as keeping up with the Joneses. After all, that would not be possible, she says.
Hingham has a whole different feel to it. So does Cohasset. You know, we're surrounded by communities that are more affluent than we are, seen as more desirable than we are. But we're not all sitting back here living our lives and thinking, if only we work a little harder, we'll get to move to Hingham.
Oven says the real issue is self-perception. How Hull residents see themselves, she says, can psychologically lift up an entire community, where many hardworking people are underwater in housing debt and where middle-class dreams are at risk of sinking beneath the waves of a fast encroaching sea. In Hull, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.